Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with state climatologist Harry Hilliker about the recent weather we've had in Washington. We've seen some record lows here in Washington to start out the year. What are you seeing overall for the state at this time?
Yeah, certainly a very cold start to 2018 and a very cold finish to 2017 as well. In fact, going back to 2017, the lowest temperature we had for the whole calendar year came at midnight, New Year's Eve at Sioux City, where it got down to 24 below zero, which had been the lowest Iowa temperature for last year, and waited as late as it could in the year for that to happen. And but colder yet, the first few days of 2018, so far the lowest official temperature in the state was 29 below zero, up at Sheldon on the morning of the 2nd, and but virtually every place in the state setting daily record lows on either New Year's Day or on January 2nd, in some cases both dates, and a few places back on the 31st of December as well. So certainly a very cold period here recently, with temperatures in some cases as much as 30 degrees below normal, which is about as far below normal as we ever see it here in Iowa. But certainly a very cold start to the year, and still looking for generally temperatures to be averaging lower than normal for the foreseeable future, say next week or two, but not as cold as what we've just come through.
And many of those records that had been standing for quite some time.
Yeah, a lot of our early January records were from way back in the in some cases, late 1800s and early 1900s, so pretty old records. But regardless, for most many places, lowest in at least 120 odd years of records that are available at most locations in Iowa.
And looking at the precipitation, the snowfall, what are you seeing with that? Is that normal, or are we higher or lower than normal?
Generally, quite a bit lower than normal as far as both precipitation in general and snowfall in particular. In fact, snowfall season this year got off to a very slow start. We had a statewide average of just 0.2 of an inch of snow through December 20th, and that was the slowest start of the Iowa snow season since 1960. So I had to go back quite a ways to find a year with less snow falling as early as in the year as this time. However, we've been making up some of that starting with about December 21st. Snowfall has been much more frequent across the state, although generally not amounting to a whole lot. The one exception would have been just before New Year's, back on the 29th. We had 4 to 6 inches of snow that fell kind of diagonally across the state from Spirit Lake area through Fort Dodge, Marshalltown, and just north of the Washington area itself. But so snow's been much more frequent, but still not really amounting to very much. And moisture content of that snow has been very, very low. And overall, the month of December was the 11th driest December among 145 years of records. And that follows an unusually dry November as well, which had ranked as the 15th driest November before that. So it's been a very dry tail end of 2017. And so far this year, not much precipitation thus far either, and not really looking for very much in the near future. There's a very small disturbance expected to move across Iowa today, but missing most of the state, and not expected to bring more than an inch of snow to any place. And next chance, decent chance, looks to be this weekend, and especially on Sunday, where it's fairly high precipitation chances for southeast Iowa, but we'll probably be on kind of the north fringe of a larger storm system that will be passing to the southeast of the state, and still not looking at very large amounts of precipitation in Iowa itself.
That's for today's Washington Page for KCII with state climatologist Harry Hilliker. This is part one of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.